I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
Navigating the ever-evolving landscape of Gen Z's preference is no small feat. Each generation brings its own set of challenges, and Gen Z is no exception. So what's the secret to resonating with them? The answer might just lie in the vibrant world of gaming. In today's episode, we are diving deep into the gaming marketing arena with the brilliant Tom Perry. As the leader of Whaler's newest venture, Umi Games, Tom is at the forefront of crafting immersive gaming experiences and bridging the gap between brands and creators within the realm of Fortnite. Buckle up as we explore the art of creating captivating gaming experiences that not only thrill players, but also align seamlessly with brand narratives. With Umi Games, the potential to engage an audience of over 230 million, including the elusive Gen Z, is at our fingertips. So let's uncover the magic of Umi Games together.
I'm very proud of what you're doing.
Smile for 15 seconds out of day and make the world a better place.
Welcome to Everything is Better with Creators, brought to you by Whaler. Join us as we dive into the latest trends, news, and strategies shaping the creator economy and learn how it's driving innovation and change.
Oh my goodness, everyone. I have Tom Perry in the house today, and I am so thrilled to get this conversation started. Tom, how are you doing?
Hi, Ashley. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on, first and foremost. Been looking forward to this.
Oh, same. I mean, so many exciting things happening right now. The announcement of Umi Games just came out not too long ago, and that's why we had to have you on, so you could really break all of these incredible things that you're doing down for us, because it seems like one heck of a ripple effect that you're about to be putting into the advertising and marketing space in terms of creative. So are you ready to get into this?
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
What sets Gen Z apart from millennials and Gen X when it comes to marketing traditionally?
Yeah, I think it's a great place to start. And I think context is so important in this, certainly that I've seen in my career so far, really beginning in the days of social media, coming and disrupting the traditional media landscape. So my career started in media planning and buying in London, before eventually coming over to the US, specializing in social and creator, and now this new dawn of gaming. So I see it very much in that same narrative of, you know, younger audiences adopting new media channels first, and those rippling out to, you know, a much wider audience, just as it happened with digital, as it happened with social media, and now this sort of latest iteration of gaming. So yeah, for me, it's that same narrative of fragmentation in the marketplace. These are often ands rather than ors. And particularly for a Gen Z audience who are, you know, consuming traditional media at record lows, it's ultimately where their attention is. And it's constantly on the move and migrating. And it's migrated through social media to new platforms and then into this sort of new gaming space, which is where Umi Games, the business that we've launched as a division of Whaler, comes in. And for us, it's a new marketing channel. That's how we see these gaming platforms. It's an evolution in gaming where these user-generated platforms allow brands to come in and create a channel, just like you would a YouTube channel or a TikTok channel. And it's ultimately where Gen Z is spending their time. So 84% of Gen Z game weekly, which is a huge stat. So 230 plus million players play Fortnite once a month. So these are, you know, these are mass reach platforms with incredible engagement. Something very different to the rest of the marketing mix for brands and for marketeers in this space.
Any brand or anyone who's gone to anything for the industry, gaming has been top of mind, but trying to understand how do brands come in this space authentically? How is it, how do you unlock this incredibly large audience that is thriving with community and conversation? And so I think this is a very exciting moment. So for those who are new to Umi Games, could you give us a quick walkthrough of like what Umi Games is all about and really like dive in, like what's the secret sauce that makes you all stand out in this gaming world?
You know, like any sort of new pasture, there's some sort of endemic rules and best practice, which is really where us at Umi Games sort of come in and can help brands in sort of navigate that space. You know, this is very closely aligned with social media. You know, gaming is what Gen Z and next gen audiences, that younger end of millennials, are doing in between social media. So they're very much one and the same. A social media platform, Discord, is very associated with gaming and born from gaming. So there's that natural crossover with the platforms and also creators being so important in this space to bring authenticity, as you mentioned, into what brands are doing in this space to help translate that for players and for audiences. At Umi Games, we see this very much as marketing meets gaming. That's sort of the clash of those two coming together. And although there are many other studios out there that are building games for brands in this space, what we're bringing is something quite different in terms of the marketing piece. And being powered by Whaler in the way that we are gives us this very unique perspective in the marketplace and a unique offering for brands to bring that specialism and to bring that authenticity into the space through creators and really bridge that gap between the brands and the players. And that's sort of where the secret sauce is that builds brand experiences within Fortnite as a gaming platform, building great games that players want to play, of course, linking that back to the success of the business, of the brand, whether that's selling a product, whether it's signups to a subscription, whatever it might be, that's a really key piece while delivering this very engaging sort of immersive experience.
That is absolutely thrilling to hear. I know, again, I'm sure all of the gamers are, you know, looking forward to having new excitement and freshness within the Fortnite space. The possibilities sound endless here, which is, again, so exciting to hear. So from a brand's point of view, what magic is Umi Games like from like a tactical standpoint bringing to the table, and how are you like translating these like very serious brand objectives into like gaming success stories?
It's very much a, you know, awareness and frequency job for this new emerging audience in this new platform. That's, you know, the heartland of what this is. You know, there's, as mentioned, very engaging content that we're creating for brands, and the way we view it is we're very much this end-to-end partner for brands in this space. So there are many ways to be involved, and from very sort of light touch, sort of beginner, intermediate, and then sort of expert. So it can be as light touch as sponsoring in-game tournaments. A brand can put up a prize pot, whether that's a cash prize, whether it's product, whether it's a vacation, and then they can be the headline sponsor of a tournament into a game where players are already coming in to play. There can be some branding in the game, and of course it can tie back to the wider campaign and brand message of that activation. So that's a really easy first sort of test and learn way for brands to come into this space, understand what these platforms are. You're really meeting the player where they are in the place that they're already, you know, playing and engaging, and just being authentic to their space and working with creators to host those tournaments and bring their communities into those tournaments. So that's a really light touch way of doing things. That's very much on the lower end of the budget spectrum as well. Appreciate that brands are going to want to test and learn into these spaces, as they very much did, you know, of course, with every sort of innovative new marketing channel that comes along. So that's very much a good place to start. And then you go into the sort of more rewarding, more immersive building your own game within these platforms. So that's something that at Umi Games we take from end to end. So we strategize the best gameplay that's going to match your brand and your objectives, and linking that with great gameplay, making sure this is a game that players want to play. So we design the game, we build the game. The game is free to host on the Fortnite platform. The game is free to play for players. So, you know, very much imagine it like a YouTube channel. We then go on to promote that game and ensure that players are coming into that game to play and that it's success from a brand awareness perspective, as well as it getting that engagement and that playability. And this is a medium where this new Gen Z audience are spending 15 plus minutes immersed in these brand experiences. So it offers something very different to social media, to traditional media in terms of that marketing channel. It's pretty wild. And the real true success is being authentic to the players, to the platform, working with endemic gaming talent. But there's also some outer rings around that gaming talent. This isn't a small niche thing. There are hundreds of millions of players, but there are even more that just watch other players play games through platforms, whether it's YouTube or Twitch. So there's a giant ecosystem of this audience. This isn't just a niche sort of hardcore gamer. There's a very casual gamer. And unsurprisingly, because this audience have had an iPhone in front of them for their whole lives, the App Store, like mobile gaming was already prevalent before they got into console gaming or PC gaming, which is what these new platforms like Fortnite host on. So yeah, gaming is part of this Gen Z audience everyday lives.
This is sounding like, obviously you're like, well, of course, Ashley, we have the best designers. But again, to be able to work in a world that is as gorgeous as Fortnite and design on that level, this is sounding like very, very high touch, very bespoke. Offering that's a brand can tap into Umi Games for. Am I hearing all this correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very passionate about the space. We really believe in it. We believe that this, as I've mentioned, this will be a new marketing channel that in the next 5 years, every brand will have, and they will be producing content to that platform as they do with other, digital and social media platforms. The platforms themselves are always evolving too. So I think that's a really important piece. This is there are abilities to build your own world at the moment, and there's abilities to then send that audience at the end of a game to said place. But the platform is always evolving, and it's making it easier and easier and more accessible for then players to go and discover more, whether that's go to a website to sign up, whether that's go to submit their email to enter a prize draw, or to find out more information. So the platforms themselves, both in how they look and the playability from a gameplay perspective, are always getting better and better, as well as the opportunities to market to people and to sell within these spaces and actually generate revenue. For Fortnite, which is the platform we're focusing on, and there are other gaming platforms that tend to skew much younger, but we're focused on Fortnite because it's very much 16 to 34 years old. The majority of the audience, vast majority of the audience is in that age range. It's a great opportunity to, as I say, to meet that audience where they are, and to introduce brands to these audiences who don't necessarily know who they are. As I mentioned, not consuming traditional media, that brand awareness and those equity statements aren't necessarily strong amongst this audience. So always looking to break new ground.
I'm fascinated by this because I didn't realize that things had evolved to the point where you are now saying their conversion is possible in these spaces. It's not just an awareness play. It's like all the way through the funnel is what can happen within an Umi Games moment in Fortnite.
Yeah, and that's a really key piece. I think also what I believe sets Umi Games apart from other studios and other agencies is that holistic view and that 360 of bringing the consumer through that journey. The game is really just the beginning, ensuring that we're connecting back to that brand mission, that campaign, that activation objectives to really drive business success. That's so important to justify you know, the investment in these platforms, as much as it being an awareness piece. And in future, there will be, you know, greater and greater revenue opportunities. Fortnite itself, you effectively, the players dress themselves in a sort of character outfit, in an outfit, or also known as a skin. Brands can partner with Epic, who own the Fortnite game, and do those outfits. They're very few and far between, and they're very careful who they work with. And there's a month long waiting list for those. So that's your sort of your top tier activation in this space. The next step beyond building your own world being the next step beyond sponsoring the tournaments as a way to test and learn. But in time, we're very confident that marketplace of digital outfits will open up to anyone to be able to design and sell their outfits in that marketplace. That will then be a huge, you know, unlock for lots of brands. Obviously, in sort of entertainment, there's already done some deals. Star Wars already have digital outfits in the marketplace. The NFL, for example, have all of the season's kits in those, so players can micro pay for those outfits. Bragging rights is a big part of the game, as you sort of tier through levels of skill, and the outfit you're wearing is a real expression. So obviously for fashion and apparel brands, that's a big opportunity. And you've already seen the likes of Nike and even brands that you would expect less to be into this space, such as Ralph Lauren, who have done both a tier one partnership and done their own digital outfit, as well as gone in and created their own branded game, which is very much what Umi Games does. So really interesting to see lots of different categories experiment in this place. And it's not just sort of more male focused. We're now seeing beauty clients come into this space as well. Although Fortnite skews male, there is a very unrepresented female audience that isn't being spoken to. So that's a really exciting opportunity for brands to come in and either be first or definitely be early into this space.
This entire marketing environment is so noisy with, you know, things constantly evolving in general in terms of media. You know, there's things like TikTok Shop and the Amazon Creator Marketplace, and there's so many bits and pieces to choose from. But I'm really seeing the point of difference here that Umi Games is bringing forth between easy ways to enter by providing prizes all the way to building worlds and skins. I mean, this is absolutely thrilling. And the fact that there are conversion opportunities, how is Umi Games like navigating such noisy waters when it comes to really tapping into this elusive Gen Z audience that everyone's trying to get?
It's all of it, I would say. And it's, as mentioned, it's that end-to-end. And coming at it from the marketing experience that I have and we have in the business, as well as the gaming side as well. So I think the sort of three tiers that set Umi Games apart are, number one, the game developers that we have. They now specialize in Fortnite, but they are from a AAA game background. So they are bringing the best of the best video game experience into Fortnite, which is a very different approach from others who are born in Fortnite, but don't have that wider, sort of more elevated experience of what makes great video games beyond the sort of mini game experience. So I think that's something we're really proud of and we're offering that's different. The second piece is the marketing of this and the promotion of these games, and having that marketing experience, acknowledging, appreciating where we are in that marketing mix, knowing that, of course, for brands and for their marketing teams, that this is always going to start as a piece of their budget, which they're going to innovate and be trying new things. But ultimately, in the same way that budget has migrated away from traditional media to digital and social, it will continue to migrate into gaming as well. So really seeing money flow from particularly TV advertising into this space, just because this audience aren't consuming television in the way that they used to. And this is now where they're spending, you know, a vast majority of their time. And it's not just a niche group. It's, you know, hundreds of millions of players around the world in this sort of key next gen demographic. And this is all being done while the Fortnite game is not available on iOS. Epic, the parent company of Fortnite, are in a legal battle with Apple over the amount of the percentage that Apple take of the in-game payments when players play through an iOS platform. So there's 230 plus million players, excluding, you know, the most, especially in North America, the most used tech platforms. So once that gets sorted out, there will be a natural boost in the number of players. So this is a growing space, as well as the creativity evolving and the ability to tie it back to your business. And that's something we know is super important for brands. This can't just be a vanity project. This has to drive metrics. So that is something that we build into all of our proposals and all of our experiences, is how we bring it back to the brand and what the core mission is. So I think there are sort of our three tent poles. And really all of that is supercharged by being powered by Whaler. Because as mentioned, being authentic in this space and bringing legitimacy is working with the endemic community in this space, whether they're players, whether they're streamers, and then also bringing in other creators into this space as they naturally see this as an opportunity to grow their audiences and they start gaming as an addition to their other social media content.
Hey, hang tight. We're not going anywhere. Our Everything is Better with Creators podcast will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
Tom, this is the perfect moment to double click into the gaming creator conversation. Since they are the new rock stars in the creator economy, tell me, why are creators such a game changer in this field? And how are they fitting into the Umi Games universe and bringing the games to life?
Yeah, really born from, you know, they're an array of talent that we work with to bring people to these branded experiences and to these activations, whether that's a tournament, an activation, a world itself, or a tier one partnership. It's the legitimacy, the authenticity that working with creators brings, particularly in this space. The audience themselves are, you know, very attached to their creators. And we work with a range from the sort of top tier follower numbers all the way down to those that have less followers, but great engagement amongst their communities. So what they're really bringing is an introduction and the sort of handshake between what we're doing with brands and the community. And they're really helping us bridge. So when it comes to the tournaments, those will be hosted by gamers who have big followings in this space. They can both help design that game. They both put on a show and create production value around that tournament, and all the while live streaming to their hundreds of thousands, millions of viewers live on their social channels, as well as promoting those moments and then providing sort of post-production assets as well to their communities and making sure that they're really embedded as part of that process. So that's sort of on the promotional piece with the tournament side. And then when it comes to promoting the games themselves and the worlds that we're building, these branded experiences, again, it's working with them to bring their communities into the game, having a tournament aspect to promote that is a really important way to make it relevant for these audiences to want to play these games and to drive people to come back and play these games again and again. How players find these games in the first place is through the Fortnite Discover section. And it's effectively like Netflix in terms of the look and feel. You scroll down, there's lots of games on tiles, and they're put into different genres, those that are trending, those that are popular right now. So very much like a Netflix sort of user experience. And that is all algorithmically decided. So if you have a really engaging game, and that engagement is based on players coming to the game, but also coming back to play. So that's a really important metric. You want to build a game where players are coming back to play again and again the following day. Then you start ranking organically in this Discover platform, in this Netflix of gaming. That's when you see more and more players then come in and select your game and try your game. So if you can build that momentum and get that game starting to trend, then you're really off to the races and turning your experience from seeing hundreds of thousands of players to millions of players.
All right, Tom, I would love for you to break this all down for us in terms of the point of difference so we can really land that. What is going on with Umi Games that makes it so different? And because, again, marketers have a lot of choices out here in terms of trying to, I mean, there's TikTok Shop and Amazon Creator Marketplace. Like, what really is the point of difference with Umi Games?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we're very aware of exactly that, the amount of choice and the challenges that marketeers, marketing teams face when there are these evolving new platforms. So we want to be those teams' end-to-end partners. We appreciate that this is a new space. There's a big education piece to do, both to those teams, as well as, of course, those teams internally to senior partners and leadership as well, as it happened with all the iterations of innovation across marketing of the last 50 plus years. So we're very aware of that. And so what we've done is create a business that speaks to each of those stages. And it all begins with creating great gameplay. That is number one. There's no point in spending all this time and energy creating a game that players don't want to play. We want to take that to the next level. So although there are other studios out there who are born in the world of Fortnite and create, I would say, more sort of mini games within Fortnite, we're coming at it from a much more elevated level. We have a team of AAA game designers and developers who now specialize in Fortnite. So they're bringing this incredible experience of the best and brightest into this new platform and now specialize in it. So know it top to bottom. That's bringing something really different. And the games we're building are elevated to those that we've seen before, which is really exciting. And we feel is the real bedrock of campaigns. For games, regardless, especially when working with brands. That's definitely number one. Number two is then promoting those games. And that's something that really where that secret sauce is working out how you bring players to these games. They have so many options in these platforms. So cutting through is really important. The great gameplay has to be there. And then bringing players to them via partnerships with creators. And that's where our partnership and being a division of Whaler allows us something incredibly unique, and really being turbocharged by Whaler in that way allows us to work with the most influential creators to maximize success of the great games we're building. So those two pieces together are really fundamental, and they're not mutually exclusive. And the final piece is making sure we're tying it back to the brand success and that campaign, that activation success, whether that's product sales, subscription signups, making sure we're closing that loop to drive the success of the business. We know that's first and foremost, and that we will slowly over time gain more and more budget, hopefully, from marketing teams as they see the success and they see the rewards in these activations, especially when it comes to speaking to this new younger Gen Z audience they aren't able to reach through other channels.
This is incredible, and it's blowing my mind, Tom. This is such an exciting offering. And I would love to hear a little bit more about where does Whaler intersect within this gaming narrative in terms of how brands can come together and have us provide an exceptional solution for them? I would love to hear more about that.
There's multiple ways, you know, across those sort of three tiers of tournaments and being involved with hosting those tournaments, bringing players to those tournaments, helping design the games that those tournaments are amongst, helping to design the standalone brand games, having creators in from the beginning to help build those out, engaging their communities as part of that process. Would you like to see the world built in this way or this way? Would you like to see this functionality, this type of gameplay? So really a grassroots approach, as well as when it comes to the top tier of your digital outfits, working with creators to wear those, to play games wearing those, and to promote those across their millions of followers across both their social media platforms, but also the platforms they use to stream them live playing these games, whether that's Twitch and also YouTube. So very much integral across the entire landscape of opportunities in this space.
Let's talk about measuring success. You were talking about, you know, you're here to hit those metrics. The KPI is always what we're here to serve and crush is those KPIs. What are we really talking about here in terms of numbers and how you measure success with an Umi Games campaign?
Yeah, it's incredibly important that we're measuring that success and those metrics. Very much an awareness building platform. So the number of plays coming into a game or viewing a tournament, that's crucial. So yes, plays of the game, views of all the content, ultimately against this, you know, this hard to reach next gen audience. That takes from hundreds of thousands, millions of players to tens of hundreds of millions of viewers of that content. So that's first and foremost, really maximizing the content we're creating. Driving back to that key campaign objectives. We've got experience in campaigns of selling out products within, you know, 24 hours. So those sorts of things are really important, both of those. We also encourage, and is often happening, that the brands are always doing their various awareness studies and brand equity studies. So having something specific within those in-house brand studies really helps show the boost across both an awareness, but also the perception of the brand itself and either changing that brand perception or creating it in the first place. Those two pieces are super important, both what the content's delivering, but also the measurement of the impact that it's having both on a sort of product or services level and in a brand study level as well.
Again, there's nothing now that you all can't do is what it's sounding like to me. This is so brilliant and exciting. Thank you for that, Tom. Let's click into the Fortnite factor, Tom. I'm curious about Umi Games' role in this Fortnite ecosystem, and I would love to have you elaborate on why Fortnite. Is it the demographic? Is it the platform's unique features or something else that's bringing some secret success in there and why you chose Fortnite as the premier place for Umi Games to thrive?
So very much there are these emerging gaming platforms in this space. So we've gone from a traditional gaming experience where gaming studios spend millions of dollars and it takes years to build and design these games and they launch them across PC and console. So that's your traditional, obviously no sort of brand opportunities in that, just games being made across PlayStations and PCs and Xboxes and the like. And then in the last really 20 years, but most prominently in the last five, these user-generated games platforms have emerged. So now these are creative platforms where you can go in and create your own games. They've built out the trees, the landscapes, the game mechanics, the weapons, all the things you need to create your own game at a very high level. And there are a number of these platforms emerging. As mentioned, a couple that are much more Gen Alpha, much younger. And then Fortnite, which is the sort of Gen Z darling, as it were. And these platforms, and why we've double-clicked into Fortnite, is it's very much the most connected platform, has a huge global following. As mentioned, 230 million monthly active users, over 500 million activated accounts. really the best in class sort of gaming engine. It's incredibly intuitive to design on. So you can design something incredibly relevant and specific, both using their own prefab structures, materials, landscapes, rocks, trees, etc., as well as bringing your own customizable assets. So you can really bring a brand logo, a brand mascot. You can have non-player characters in the game helping players guide them through the levels. You can communicate, you can create narrative with these games. So these are the platforms that we at Umi Games are building games for brands on. So huge audiences, 86% of Fortnite players are aged 18 to 34, 60% of them are aged 18 to 24. So a really core Gen Z, younger millennial audience. And they game 6 to 10 hours a week, which works out around 85 minutes a day, which is more than the likes of TikTok, which is closer to 54 minutes a day, Instagram, 49 minutes a day. So this isn't an or, this is an and, but it's what this Gen Z audience is doing in collaboration with social media. So incredibly engaged young audience that is also growing. I mentioned how the platform's going through an evolution into other devices such as iOS. So there's a lot of growth to be had with the Fortnite platform. And we look at this as not just for gamers as well. 93% of households say that their household spend is influenced by Gen Z. So now, of course, that's not specific to gaming audiences. It's for all Gen Z. But there's a really impactful generation in the household. And that's very much who the Fortnite player is. So we feel Fortnite is the most connected, the most immersive, and the most engaging gaming platform that gives the best opportunity for brands for the most relevant audience, I guess would be the best way to summarize it.
So Tom, we are at our last question of the day, which I can't believe has been incredibly insightful so far. And I just would love to hear, because you're so deeply attached to this space, as we look towards 2024, what are you seeing in the landscape coming up? What are your predictors? Are there any trends or anything that's exciting you that you're keeping your eye on?
Yeah, absolutely. I see there's really clear parallels with how mobile gaming and the App Store developed, 15 years ago now, and how the AAA game developers stepped down into those platforms to create mobile versions of their top games. I see that very much happening in this space. Now, there's sort of some natural clashes of corporate clashes of going into, another gaming platform to create a version of your game. But I can very much see that happening from that direction. Fortnite being used as a testing ground as well for new games to build audiences, to build a groundswell of interest, to test genres, game mechanics, etc., before committing budget to a big AAA game. So I can see that conversion happening, but absolutely see it more so going the other way, where the biggest games in the market will be born in Fortnite first, and those that gain great traction will then build out standalone games from that across console and PC. So that's, I think, the future being very bright from a gaming perspective. And how this really ties so well with what Whaler has done as a business and the insight that really drove that business is the ability to expand the creation, the ability for anyone to come in and use these tools to create. And that's something that's really important to us at Umi Games. So we're working with developers who are remotely around the country, around the world, to really bring the best game developers into that space that wouldn't necessarily have had the ability to move to the right country, to the right city, to get the right job, have had the right education. So that expansion of the creative space is really important for us. And so really excited for how that is going to impact gaming generally and these platforms.
Oh my gosh, Tom, I cannot wait to dive into that rabbit hole and look into that even more. Thank you so much for sharing. It's been an absolute thrill to have you here today. Thank you so, so much. You've lifted all the dance floor here. Umi Games, again, congratulations on such a comprehensive and incredible solution. And thank you so much for being here today.
Great. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Super excited and look forward to what's coming next.
Everything is Better with Creators is honored to be a part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network, and we are grateful for your support. If you enjoyed the show, hit that subscribe button, and if you have a moment, we'd appreciate a rating and review. To keep up with all things Whaler and the latest in the creator economy, visit us at whaler.com and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. This is Ashley Rutter signing off for now. We'll catch you next time with another episode of Everything is Better with Creators, powered by Whaler. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.